The third garden is called the Garden of Purpose. It is associated with our third principle, Makia. Energy flows where attention goes. Again, follow along with Serge as he takes you to the Garden of Purpose.
Like the wind in the tree, like the water that's flowing, like a bird singing on the rock, and do your best to touch something in your garden, like the bark of the tree, like dipping your fingers in the water, or touching the surface of the stone. And there are pathways leading into and out of your garden. Start following one of those pathways that's going to lead you to the Garden of Purpose. Feel the ground underneath your feet, whether it's gravel, whether it's a concrete walkway, whether it's grass. Feel that under your feet as you walk. If there's any flowers that you pass, smell them. If there are any birds singing or other kinds of movements or noise, listen to it. See what you can see until you get to the Garden of Purpose, where there will be an entry. It might be wide open. It might be closed. If it's wide open, walk on through. If it's closed, open it. You have the power. You have a right to be there. If you open something, a door or a gate, feel it under your fingers. Feel your hands touching it as you move it. Now inside the Garden of Purpose, you may see whatever you may see, but this is a place where you're not going to look for a symbol. This is a place where you're going to create one. This is a place for you to create a symbol that represents your purpose in life. If you know your purpose, that's fine. But even if you don't know your purpose, create a symbol and make that the symbol of your purpose, even if you're not sure what it is or what it means yet. Create something. You can use any materials you want. You can use wood, stone, plastic. You can use metal. You can use nails or rope or string. You can even grow it if you want to. You can create it with your mind. You can give directions and have angels or menahunis come and create it for you. However you do it, create a symbol that represents your primary purpose in life. It can be very simple. It can be very complicated. That's up to you. You could take three sticks and lay them on the ground and make a triangle and have that be the symbol of your purpose if you want to. Or you can construct a very elaborate, beautiful sculpture or machine. But construct, create, something that represents your purpose. And then, by whatever means you want, fill it with energy. Any kind of energy you choose from any source. But fill that symbol with energy until it glows. And you can either see that glow or feel its radiation. When you're ready, give a blessing to that symbol. Leave that symbol in the Garden of Purpose. With your mind, make a copy of it and carry that with you. And leave the Garden of Purpose. Go back to your own garden, and somewhere in your garden, put the copy of your symbol in your garden. Some place where you can see it, where you can touch it, where you can feel it, whenever you go into your garden. And when you've done that, and when you're ready, bring your spirit back to this place, this time, this location, right here and now. Wiggle your feet, move your hands, open your eyes when you're ready.